Come, Lord, you who have the three, my Lama, keeper of the diamond. Come, sit here you, the lotus, within this one man's heart. Lay your blessings there, so that I can rip from this space my deadly foe. My greatest fear, this compulsion for 8 worldly thoughts. It's good to live a long life, because then you can practice for year after year that excellent path of shining white deeds, and then die happily. Die, with your mind crammed full of excellent karmic seeds. Ah la la, because then it's all the same to live or to die. So go ahead, do all the long life prayers you'd like. It's good to have lots of money and things, because then you can make more offerings and do charity. And then be quite as happy when you're poor again, because then you're freed from that special pain of refusing to share what you have with others, and the worry that you'll one day lose what you have. Ah la la, because then it's all the same if you're rich or poor. So go ahead, do all the rituals for wealth that you want. It's good if everyone sings your praises, and your fame starts spreading to every corner. There's nothing to get yourself worried about. It's fine, too, if people criticize you. Fame is only empty words, an illusion that cheats you in the end. Ah la la, because then it's all the same, praise or criticism. So go ahead, make me as famous as you'd like. It's good right now, if you're happy and healthy. It's all just the kindness of the triple gem. And you could just as well be miserable. It's great for increasing renunciation and compassion automatically. Ah la la, because then it's all the same, happy or sad. So go ahead, make me as happy as you'd like. Don't you see? It's all just the blessing of your lovely Lama. To live, to die, to be rich, to be poor, to feel good, to feel bad. When they sing your praises or spit on you, ah la la, because whatever happens, just relax and let it. So go ahead, have all the plans and worries you want. These are the holy advices come down to us from the glorious masters Shantideva and Atisha, and the Lord, the second Buddha himself. They turn deadly poison into the nectar of immortality. Ah la la, because then you can turn a curse into a stroke of luck. So go ahead, bring on all those dreadful omens that you want.